Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Kenney. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Little. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Gibbs. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Peterson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fritz Peterson. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kenney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McLain. Kenney moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kenny scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Clark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael takes first base on ball four. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is called out on strikes. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-1 in the game. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with McLain covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kenny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. Little hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Michael hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Michael reaches second base with a double. Little moves to third. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibbs is walked intentionally. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup strikes out. 1 out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0 for 1 in the game. McLain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirt goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0 for 2 in the game. Kenny is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. 1 out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Little strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup strikes out. Gibbs drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Northrup out. 2 outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Michael hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gibbs hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Cox pinch hits for Fritz Peterson. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-3 in the game. Kenny hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-3 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hall scoops it up and throws to first, with McDaniel covering, for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. White reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall strikes out. One out. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Michael hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.